You know, in this year's election, there was so much news about the presidential candidates that really a lot of the other issues that are being voted on in various states didn't get talked about a lot. And I was reading an article the other day about Wisconsin, and Wisconsin voted in this past election to drug test all their welfare recipients. In fact, they became the 15th state to do so. And I was reading up on this issue, and it's interesting. There's people on both sides of it because often the money spent on drug testing is more than the money spent to just give them the food. But then there's people who say, well, I don't care. You know, I'd rather spend more money on the drug testing than give them the food. Why? Well, because everybody hates to be taken advantage of, right? Whether you're poor or whether you're rich, people hate it when they get taken advantage of. And that's the issue that St. Paul is addressing to the Thessalonians in our first reading or second reading today, is that some of them are taking advantage of others. He says this to them: "We instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some of you are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way, but not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and eat their own food." And I read that line and I kind of had to chuckle because it's like, can you imagine a Christian saying, well, eat your own food, right? I mean, if somebody comes up to you at a table and says, I'm hungry, you know, as Christians, we're taught to share with them, to give them what we have. But it is also important, and equally as important, that every Christian in a community pulls their own weight and doesn't take advantage of other members of the community. And the difference is this, and St. Paul chooses his words very carefully. He says, if anyone is unwilling to work. You see, it's not about ability, but willingness. Ability is defined as the means or skills to do something. There's a lot of things we can legitimately say in life that we don't have the ability to do. I do not have the ability to be a rocket scientist, right? But the willingness is defined as the quality of state of being prepared to do something. That if I'm asked, I'm prepared to do it to the best of my ability. You know, I talk to people, about their stewardship as we're in the stewardship renewal, and they say, well, Father, I don't think I can do that. And many of them are saying, I don't have the ability to do that. And it's interesting, especially when it comes to our tithing. You know, I'll meet with families and they'll say, well, you know, Father, I can't afford to tithe. And, weeks later you see the new car that they pull into the parking lot with. And guys, it's not always about our ability, but rather our priorities. Some of us don't have the ability to do certain things. Our homebound parishioners, their abilities are very limited. And I know for many of them, to their sorrow, they would love to be here. But we must also choose our priorities. When it comes down to it, many of you sitting here today need to re-examine your priorities when it comes to your practice of stewardship. You know, some of the most generous families in our parish of their time, talent, and treasure are those who are the poorest or have the least amount of time to spare. In our second reading, Paul also holds himself up as an example. He says this: "For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, but nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden anyone." Now, I'm extremely hesitant to hold myself up as an example to anyone. I'm a sinner just like you and in need of God's grace. But brothers and sisters, like Paul, I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself. I do tithe. And a lot of people would say, well, great, Father, I'm glad you can afford to tithe. Well, there's months that I don't feel like I can, but I do. In fact, I make sure it's the first thing taken out of my paycheck so that other things take a back seat. It's about choosing to, not the ability to. I do contribute of my time and talent, sometimes to excess. I met somebody recently who said, well, Father, they called and they said, well, you're just hanging out at the rectory, right? Can I come by and talk to you? And I thought, well, gosh, I wish I was just hanging out at the rectory. I once was talking to a friend and one evening, and she said they had been over to my house recently with their kids, and she said, well, I was talking to Jacob the other day about what he would be when he grows up. And she asked her son, maybe you would like to be a priest like Father Matt? And he says, no. And she said, well, why not? And he said, well, because then I'd have to live alone and have a cat and drink beer. And I'm thinking, great, that's the impression I've made upon this kid. Brothers and sisters, I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not willing to do myself and make a priority myself. Now, if this homily seems a little bit of a downer to you, I'm sorry, but it must be said. The reality is that this is where our parish is at. We're at a very critical point. A small percentage of you here today are doing everything you can, and then some. You're definitely pulling your weight, and thank you. More than a third of you, we have to kind of get out and push, pull you along, poke and prod, and then about a third of you never respond. You're content to just sit on the sidelines, come to Mass each weekend, but not much more. And to be very honest, a lot of us are tired of being taken advantage of, like the Christians in our second reading today. And brothers and sisters, if that does not change, we're going to lose some of the biggest blessings that we have as Catholics in the Diocese of Wichita. Brothers and sisters, each year we educate about 150 students in the faith. They get to hear about Jesus every day. I was visiting our classrooms on Friday, and one of the kids asked me, they said, well, what do the other kids in the public schools learn about? Well, they learn about math and science, but they don't get to talk about God. And the kid, I think it was second grade, just responded how sad that was. We are able to help poor people, put food on the table for people. And brothers and sisters, this year, we will ordain 10 new priests. I'm going to be out of a job. 10 new priests. You know, dioceses like Chicago and New York and Dallas, they ordain 10 new priests, not Wichita, Kansas. And you know why? Because we have the benefits of the stewardship way of life. We recognize and receive God's gifts. We share them in love with God and neighbor. Now, the church is a charity, and it should do many great things for many people. But it is not a dispenser of welfare to those who would take advantage of it. For those of you who are taking advantage of the stewardship way of life, stop. Stop. Because if you don't, I will stop you. For the good of our community. For the good of the whole. Out of love. For those of you who are not doing your part, please re-examine your priorities. Do not take advantage of the rest of us. And for all of you who are making an honest effort to recognize everything that God has given you and to simply be stewards of that, thank you. Thank you for all that you do for our community.